Midway USA brand product designers have one straightforward goal: develop high-quality, technically sound products and deliver them to customers at reasonable prices. If you are immersed in the shooting sports industry and pay close attention to every single detail, you know our products are built right and stand up to everyday use. Who has shooting mats and range bag systems to hunting clothing and just about everything for the outdoors? Log on and shop 24/7 with super fast shipping. MidwayUSA.com. The 1911 is one of the most iconic firearms in history. Designed by John Browning, the 1911 was the standard issue sidearm of the U.S. military from 1911 to 1985. While Colt produced the original, almost every major firearm company has produced its own version. It's wildly revered for its reliability, crisp trigger, and is still a favorite for all types of shooters. Whether you're looking to buy or build a 1911 and just about everything for guns, log on to MidwayUSA.com.
It is the first thing that most people learn about turkey hunting. You gotta shoot the turkey in the head. But is that the whole story? On this episode, we're gonna talk that through and kick the tires on those assumptions. Hey, and welcome to another episode of The New Hunter's Guide, the podcast and YouTube channel helping new hunters get started and helping active hunters learn new things. I'm your host, George Kanitas, and today we are talking about where do you shoot a turkey? It is ingrained in us. You learn it at the hunter safety course. Everybody tells it to you. That's what all the pros do. You got to shoot them in the head. But let's test that a little bit. Let's kick the tires on these assumptions. And let's determine, you know, is that really the whole story? Now, guys, I want to tell you before we jump into it, if you have been listening to the show for a while and you have not subscribed, you need to hit that subscribe button. You need to become an ongoing regular listener. There's no reason not to. If this is your first episode, well, you wait till the end and you make that call. But definitely hit the subscribe button. Also, if you're an ongoing listener, I would really appreciate it if you head to iTunes and leave a 5-star review with a comment. Not for my ego, but to help the show spread to more people. Nothing impacts the algorithm more than reviews with comments. So again, if you're a first-time listener, you wait to the end and you make that call. But let's jump right into it. Do you absolutely have to shoot a turkey in the head to kill it? All right, I've heard this from the beginning. Everybody I know, every video I've ever watched, blah, 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 that's all they talk about. Do you have to do that? All right, guys, so the simple answer is no. Absolutely no. You can kill a turkey without shooting it in the head. Okay? I'm not going to say it's brainwashing because I'm going to circle around to the merits of shooting them in the head, but everything that has been done to make people think like, you know, turkeys cannot be killed any other way, that's just not accurate. You can absolutely kill a turkey by shooting it in the body. However, there's more to it than that. So let's dive in. Okay. Why would you want to shoot a turkey in the head? Well, simple. There are no feathers on the head. The head is an easy target. The head is where the most vital of all vitals is, the brain, neck, spinal column, all that's there, and it's relatively exposed. Okay? Turkeys stick their head up. You know, turkeys look at you. They make the head an easy target. However, there are two more reasons why. Number one, there are no feathers on the head. Turkey feathers are robust. They're not bulletproof, but they are robust. You know, if you're shooting number 6 shot, number 7 shot, man, it can be tough to puncture through feathers and get in deep enough to kill a turkey. So the head is an easy target. You can use smaller shotgun pellets, which means you can throw more pellets, which means you have a better chance of killing a bird if you're aiming for the head, and that has become the most popular way to do it. All right, you're able to increase your chances, and that has given rise to an industry of turkey ammo and turkey chokes, all designed with the tightest constriction possible to get the most pellets in a 10-inch circle. That's how it's usually measured, in order to take out a turkey by hitting them in the head. All right, so massive. Now, there's a third reason why you want to shoot a turkey in the head. All right, one, it's an easy target. Two, there are no feathers. And three, it doesn't damage any of the meat. All right, you can take the bird down without ruining any meat, without putting any pellets into the breast or into the legs or the thighs. You're able to kill a bird without damaging the meat. And as far as I'm concerned, that's a biggie, all right? Not everybody's as fond of wild turkey as I am, or as I think everyone ought to be, because they are outstanding birds if you know how to cook them. And I've done episodes on that, and I will do more, and I've done video recipes. There's amazing dishes you can do on that. Head to the website, newhuntersguide.com. Check out the turkey hunting category, and you can see episodes about it, as well as links to videos on the YouTube channel. But, you know, those are the three biggies. Now, there's more, though, okay? There's a fourth one that's a smallie. Now, when I say a smallie, I don't mean it's less important. I'm just, it's an ethical consideration. It is not necessarily a tactical consideration, and that is that you can kill the bird by causing it less suffering. Because when you hit the turkey in the neck, in the brain, you're disrupting the nervous system, and you're either killing it instantly or you're putting it into a state of shock instantly, and then that bird's not able to feel pain. If you shoot it in the body, and even if it dies quickly, even if it dies really quickly, it's still going to feel more pain, even if it's not significantly more, it's still going to feel more pain than if you shot it in the head. All right. So there's an ethical consideration to that. And sometimes you're talking about microethics, because it's like, okay, well, the bird's dead in seconds, but if you shot it in the head, it doesn't even have those seconds. So there's, you know, you can split some hairs there. There's also another fifth one, which is a smallie, and that is recovery. All right. Sometimes if you shoot them in the body, it's going to take longer for the bird to expire. Might not go down instantly. You might have to track that turkey. You might have to follow it. So you're going to have to invest more time and energy recovering the bird, and you may not recover as many birds. Maybe that is a biggie. Maybe I'm miscalculating that. But those are the five reasons why you would shoot a turkey in the head. So why would you ever shoot them in the body? Well, two main situations and reasons why you would shoot a turkey in the body. Number one, the head is not exposed. They're not giving you that target. And you want to take a shot. Maybe the bird's walking. Maybe it's moving behind cover. Maybe that's the only shot you've got. And you want to take it. Number two, maybe that bird is airborne. Maybe they're flying up to roost or flying down from the roost. A lot of people frown on that ethically. Hey, if that's what you're going to do, you got to think about these things. Maybe you spooked the turkey and it's flying. Maybe somebody else spooked the turkey and it's flying. I've spooked a number of turkeys that took off. And I'll be honest with you, had I been at the ready, gun in hand, like I was pheasant hunting, I would have taken the shot without a second thought. But, you know, sometimes that happens. So the most often times are you don't have a better shot or that bird is in the air. So a lot of people say you ought not take the shot. So I need to pause here and I need to look back 40 years, maybe 50 years. Back in the day, all right, which is not all that long ago, shooting turkeys in the body for a lot of hunters, a lot of big time turkey hunters, was common. Shooting them in the head was not what it is today. You know, if they were close, you might try a headshot, but they didn't have the chokes that we have. They didn't have Winchester Longbeard XR ammo and Carlson's Winchester Longbeard chokes with a 0.660 constriction rate. They didn't have tungsten shot. They didn't have a lot of the things that we have today that we can dial in 100 or 200 or 300 pellets in a 10-inch circle, which can almost take a turkey's head right off. They didn't have that. A lot of times, if they could get 30 pellets in a 10-inch circle, they hung the moon. I mean, they were like, hey, this is the greatest load ever. All right, so a lot of times they would use bigger shot number fours, number threes, and with the idea of shooting that turkey in the body, as if they were hunting geese on the ground, and they would shoot the bird in the body, and that was their plan. That's, they didn't think about it like we think about it today. All right, it just wasn't the way people process turkey hunting back in the middle of the 1900s. All right, and as we got better equipment, as we got better shot, as we got better chokes, as we got better technology, then it just became commonplace. It became the obvious thing to do to shoot the turkey in the head. But it was not always so, all right? And it was accepted. You only got headshots on close turkeys back in those days. And a lot of guys, I mean, they would use heavy-duty shotguns. They'd be shooting 10-gauge, double barrels with number four shot, number three shot, number two shot, shooting at turkeys on the ground, trying to be able to knock it down at 50 yards. And massive recoil. And yeah, we have it way better today. You can use a 20-gauge with a 2-ounce load of tungsten shot and be more effective, able to take a turkey down by shooting it in the head than anyone could for the last 100 years. And with a fraction of the recoil, it just costs a lot more per shot. But nonetheless, shooting a turkey in the head is a newer invention. A lot of people hunt turkeys with rifles. 22s, 22 Magnums, 22 Hornets, 223s, 243s, 222s, and lots of others. A lot of people have hunted turkeys with rifles, especially historically. You'd go back 50 years, 100 years. That was very common. Some places just as common as shotguns, maybe more in some areas. So you got to look back at history and say, okay, what we have today is not what we always had. All right? It's just not the way that it was. And a lot of people say, well, it's unethical to shoot a turkey in the body. It wasn't unethical for the last 100 years. Nah, there's things have changed in people's mindsets that are maybe not necessarily catapulted there by reality. All right, yeah, we have an industry and technology and capabilities to shoot a turkey in the head. And yes, in case you're wondering, I recommend you always shoot a turkey in the head if you have that shot. All right, if you have that shot.
Knives, machetes, saws, and shears, multi-tools, shovels, swords, axes, spears, hatchets, and tomahawks. If it cuts, snips, slices, or chops, Midway USA has it. Find great gift ideas in our huge selection of pocket knives and other everyday carry folding knives. Make a statement or create a family legacy with one of our top-of-the-line hunting knives. We've got a great selection of manual and electric sharpeners, too. For just about everything for the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com. At Midway USA, we know the AR-15 is one of the most popular rifles in modern American history. Known for its modularity and widespread use, it's often considered essential to any gun collection. The essential things you need to run an AR-15 are usually always in stock during shortages, things like magazines and 5.56 ammo. Whether you're looking to buy a new AR-15 or buy parts for your modern sporting rifle, log on and for just about everything for the outdoors, shop MidwayUSA.com.
But depending on what you're loaded with, you can fairly effectively take down a turkey by shooting it in the body. All right, so what does that mean and what do you need to do that? Well, I'm going to say number four shot. Now, in my state, you can't use bigger than number four shot. All right, number four is the biggest shot you can use. So, you know, that's the biggest. Historically, like I said, some people would maybe use threes or twos, but number four shot is a good all-round turkey shot if you have something that gives you a good pattern like a Winchester Longbeard, which if you haven't seen my test videos, head to YouTube, check out the New Hunter's Guide YouTube videos. I've tested number four Winchester Longbeard. I've tested number six. I put it in ballistics gel on paper, and I've seen you with the number fours, you can absolutely get 100 to 150 pellets in a 10-inch circle at 40 yards, which is outstanding performance With the number sixes, you can get closer to 150 to 200 pellets, maybe more, depending on your choke and barrel setup. So, you know, outstanding stuff there, but you got to keep in mind, all right, that is a hybrid load. So you can use that load to shoot turkeys in the head if you've got a headshot opportunity, and you can use that same load to shoot them in the body if that's the only chance that you get. Now, here's the thing, though, that a lot of people don't talk about. If you're using an extra full turkey choke or, you know, Winchester Longbeard choke or something like that with a 0.660 or 0.66 or 0.65 or 0.67, it can be really hard to shoot a bird in the air because it's going to be such a tight pattern. It can absolutely be done. All right, it can absolutely be done, but the pattern is really tight. Now, I don't see that as a bad thing. I see it as clean kill, clean miss. If your pattern's really tight and you shoot at a turkey in the air and you miss, you miss. You're not wounding the turkey. You're not sending it away to die later, you know, hiding somewhere a couple days. You either knock that turkey down and kill it or you miss it. So you either hit it with a ton of pellets or you miss it completely. And that's not a bad thing. That's actually more ethical, in my opinion. It's just harder to hit the turkey to begin with. So you've got that to think about. But if you're shooting number fours, you have enough power to kill a turkey with a body shot. Number sixes, no. No, you just don't. Once you get through the pellets, and then you're going to get through the meat and try to disrupt vital organs, it's just not a good plan. And number fives, I also think they just don't have quite enough to be doing that. Number four, I think, is the smallest shot you ought to be using for such things. And it works good for shooting them in the head. And then if you had to take a body shot, you can. So can you kill them in the body? Absolutely. They used to do it all the time. That was the number one way of doing it. Then you have to post on Facebook that, hey, I shot this turkey in the body. I wouldn't do that. Wouldn't do it, guys. Because you're going to get an irrational backlash of people that are brainwashed into headshots only. And it's just not worth it. Post your picture of a dead turkey. Show them the tail fan. You know, let everybody give you a thumbs up. You don't need to give all the details of the hunt and how you shot it. Now, you do need to be aware that, you know, body shots, depending on the angle, depending on where the turkey is, you know, they have different effectiveness. You know, if you're shooting from the side right into a wing, you know, that's going to take a lot of pellets. That's going to take a lot of oomph out of your shot. A front-on shot is your best chance. However, if you have a good front-on shot, you're probably just going to shoot them in the head, right? I mean, why wouldn't you? At that point, there's almost no way the head's not exposed. So it can be tough shooting through a wing. A back shot is actually not that bad because you can go right through the back, hit them in the lungs, hit them in the vitals. That's kind of ideal. A back shot, an away shot, a quartering away, and so on. Now, the other side here is a lot of people hunt turkeys with bows or crossbows. They're not shooting them in the head. Now, they do make some crazy blades that are designed to try to shoot them in the neck to decapitate a turkey. But your effective range on those is like 15 yards before they start to drop significantly. So to me, that's not practical. But how are they killing a turkey? They're hitting it in the body. So it absolutely can be done. Of course, an arrow is able to puncture and push through a lot more than a shotgun pellet. But if you need to take a body shot, and you're okay with that. Not everyone's okay with that. I'm not trying to make you okay with that. All right, I'm not trying to have you override your conscience or inhibitions or whatever the case may be. You know, if you feel like that's not ethical, then you shouldn't do it. I've not done it, personally. But I've not been in a situation where I was faced with body shot or no shot. Either I'm able to shoot the head or the bird's been out of range. So I've never been in a situation where a body shot presented itself and I didn't have a headshot to tell you I passed on the opportunity. And like I mentioned already, I have spooked multiple birds that have taken flight some 10 yards away from me that had I been at the ready, I probably would have taken the shot at. But, you know, you got the gun over your shoulder. There's just no way to get it up, get the safety off, point it, and before the bird's still in range, to get an ethical shot. But the other side of that is a lot of people say you ought not shoot at them in the air because you don't know where those pellets are going to go. And there's truth to that. You need to know where you're hunting. However, I kind of need to debunk that just a little bit because people hunt pheasants with number 6 shot, number 5 shot, number 4 shot. They'll hunt grouse. Some people hunt crows and doves with number 6, 5, or 4 shot. Probably not a lot of number 4 shot being thrown at doves, but some, you know, people are crazy. They'll do all sorts of stuff. But pheasants in particular, number 4 shot is not uncommon. And, you know, you just need to exercise the same situational awareness. Where are you? Are you on public land? Do you know what else is in that direction? What's your angle? You know, after 100 or 200 yards, most shot becomes relatively harmless. That goes up into the air and then eventually starts coming down. So, you know, shooting birds in the air is not as unsafe as people think. Shooting a rifle into the air can be horrifically unsafe. But shotguns are just as such that, you know, if you're clear for a couple hundred yards, they're just not going to go any further, and they're not going to have power to do anything if they did. So it is absolutely possible to kill a turkey shooting it in the body if you needed to, if you felt like the opportunity justified it, if you have the right shot. However, for all the reasons that I mentioned, headshots are ideal. They're ideal for all of those reasons. Cleaner kills, not destroying the meat, no feathers. You can use smaller shot with bigger patterns, easier to recover, less pain and suffering to the bird. All those things, absolutely. Now, here's the thing. People shoot pheasants out of the air. They're not that worried about pain and suffering by not hitting the bird in the head, right? So there's a double standard sometimes. People apply certain logic and ethics to turkey hunting that they just sweep under the rug for other kinds of hunting because it's not convenient. So you need to think about this bigger, okay? It is not unethical to shoot a turkey in the body. But it is better if you, for all the reasons, to shoot them in the head if you can and to gear yourself towards that. So guys, I hope this is helpful, interesting. I love you guys. I appreciate you. Till next time, God bless you and go get them in the woods.
In Wild Country, rules were not created by man. Don't miss Wild Country, Wednesdays from 7 to 11 p.m. Eastern. Presented by Primos. Speak the language. Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.